Using words and music and singers of diverse backgrounds, the Peace Train helped bring about reconciliation in South Africa after apartheid. Now using the music and harmony of young, diverse voices, the Peace Train's coming to this country on a national tour that will begin in Ferguson on July 4th. Joining me in studio to talk about that and about the tour in general are South African Sharon Katz, who engineered the Peace Train in her home country. It was the subject of the award-winning documentary, When Voices Meet. Marty Casey is the founder of the Show Me Arts Academy in St. Louis, which is hosting and facilitating the Peace Train's time in Ferguson. Marilyn Cohen is also with us. She is the project manager of the Peace Train project. Ladies, thanks so much for being with us. Nice to have you.
Thanks for having us.
The excitement is beginning to build. The Peace Train's coming.
Yes,
the Peace Train's
coming.
Sharon, let me start with you, and I think to better understand what this is all about, give us a kind of a quick synopsis of how the Peace Train was established in your home country in 93.
Well, firstly, thank you so much, Don, for having us on air, and we're very, very excited to be here in St. Louis today with a special stop in Ferguson. We founded the Peace Train in South Africa to help Nelson Mandela with nation building after the ending of apartheid. As you know, people were divided by apartheid over many, many years, 40, 50 years of this type of segregation, which really infiltrated the psyche of all of us South Africans. And for myself personally, having grown up under apartheid, I felt that I was just compelled. On this great day when Nelson Mandela was liberated, finally after 27 years, I was compelled to use music and as a musician to lend my talents towards helping to bring people together. And that is really the impetus of the Peace Train. And that's the whole idea, was to bring together. We brought together over 500 children to sing together, children from very diverse backgrounds that had never had an opportunity to mix together. And then with the help of Marilyn Cohen, who's here in the studio with us, we mounted this project across the country, across South Africa, on a national tour that was called the Peace Train Tour, the original Peace Train Tour, in 1993, December 1993. The following year, in April 1994, we went to vote. For the very first time, all South Africans were enabled and allowed to vote by law, and we voted for Nelson Mandela. So these are the times, this is the vision, and we are just delighted to bring this concept here in America right now.
Primarily young people who were involved, or was it a mix of ages?
It was really a mix. The children were the youth. But we had adult musicians, a professional band. I'm a professional musician myself and a composer, a producer. We brought together a professional adults as the backing band. We had chaperones, parents, teachers. All the adults were the role models for the children and traveled together.
I think we can get a taste or a sense of what the Peace Train and the music that it provides sounded like with a clip that you folks brought with you. Can you just tell me what we're going to hear?
Oh, we're going to listen to a contemporary song that I wrote called Peace Train.
Get on the Peace Train. The Peace Train has a bit of a beat.
Yes. Come on and get on.
It's moving.
It
is moving. Well, that sounds great. And that's the kind of thing we're going to be hearing on this tour.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's our theme song. And there'll be hundreds, maybe thousands of people singing the song together all over the country.
Well, let's learn a little bit more about that tour. Marilyn Cohen, I'll turn to you. Obviously, given the original intent of the Peace Train, which was to bring people together, I guess it would come as no surprise then that you would choose Ferguson, Missouri as the place to launch the project here.
Absolutely, and big credit goes out to Marty Casey from Show Me Arts Academy, who came to the film that was screened here in St. Louis about the Peace Train. The film is called When Voices Meet.
It's your film, too, is it not?
I did produce the film, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. But Marty was there at the screening, and she had representatives from Ferguson with her and representatives from the police, and we got together after the screening and said, we need a peace train in the United States as much as South Africa needed it, and let's do this thing. And so all credit to Show Me Arts Academy that we are partnering with on this project. The train across America is actually going to start in St. Louis with a very special stop and activities in Ferguson. We're taking 150 people all across the country.
And you're recruiting people, as I understand. You're looking for people to participate.
Absolutely. We are, in fact, on March the 26th from 9 to 4, we've got a special meeting and auditions at the Matthews Dickey Boys and Girls Club, 4245 North Kings Highway, right here in St. Louis. So come on down, listeners, bring your voices, bring your spirit, and let's make this country better for all.
We'll get back into more details, but let me turn to Marty now, because Marty, what was it that you saw in the film that made you say, this has got to come to Ferguson?
Don, the timing could not have been more perfect. As watching the film and seeing how it was established during the apartheid movement, I removed the name and I removed the place, if you will, and I put Ferguson in that same situation. And I saw again where there was just some government disbelief and different things that was going on. And I said, you know what? We could apply these same principles today in America, right here in Ferguson and beyond. And if what these ladies, the movement that they did 20 years ago, if it worked then and it is continuously working now, then why not? Why not team up with them? Why not make this happen here in America? Because love wins over everything. I don't care what else is going on. Love will win.
And part of the Ferguson story is the fact that it's not over yet.
I correct.
Mean, we've had a bad year and a half there, but there is still obvious division there.
Yes, and I founded Show Me Arts Academy due to the unrest of Ferguson. Mm-hmm. As a writer, director, producer, and actress, and I also had a film playing in the International Film Festival, which is my purpose of even being there when I had an opportunity to view their documentary. So it was all beshared, very meant to be.
Sharon Katz, you know, I have to believe that the feeling that it gives you to see the kind of impact that your original idea can have on communities like this must be very gratifying.
It really is, John. It really is. It's amazing. I'm very moved to be here, and I was extremely moved when I met Marty and she responded the way she did, and I just said, this is very powerful, you know. I know it's powerful because we know the impact that it had on our young people in South Africa. We know who they've become as a result of that. That's what the film actually talks about and shows. And also over the years, we've been doing this project all across America in different cities. In fact, many years ago, we did a rather huge project right here in St. Louis as well. But to actually mount a tour across the country by train in America, we haven't done that yet, and we're about to do it in July. So I'm deeply moved. I'm really blown away by this whole thing.
Maryland, actually, it's only half the country, correct? Is it moving from here, from Ferguson to Washington, as I understand it?
It's going Ferguson, Chicago, New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington. But the participants are actually coming from all over the country, even from Hawaii, California, and all places, all starting first in St. Louis. But it's representative of people all across the country.
At some point, I would have to think that the participants would have to get together and rehearse or
yes,
something.
Absolutely.
The rehearsal right here in your wonderful town.
Yeah, the rehearsal will take place on the 5th of July. July 5th will be a giant rehearsal here. Everybody will converge right here in St. Louis. And on the 6th of July, we'll have a concert. And on the 7th of July, the train will depart the station. So we want people to be able to go to our Facebook page, which is called The Peace Train 2016 Tour Across America. People should go to that Facebook page for updates and information. And Also, they can write to getonthepeacetrain@gmail.com.
We'll have links to all of these sites on our website.
Great, thank
you. At stlpublicradio.org. Marilyn, can you tell me what the process is in terms of you go from city to city? What happens? You go into a train shed at some point and start singing, or do you go to another venue? How does it work?
All of that. And also what takes place on the train is really important, because we're doing this in July. In July, the country is holding both the Republican and the Democratic political conventions.
That's what's scheduled so far. We'll see what happens.
We'll see. But, you know, we want to encourage everybody to register and vote, to exercise the rights that they have, but also to give voice to some positive messages in the country. We're really concerned about some of the divisive rhetoric that's going on, and we want the youth to come together and say, we can live together as all peoples in this country, and on the train they're going to be learning to do that. Then when the train arrives in each station, we're expecting hundreds and thousands more to come down and participate at concerts at the station and at venues in those local cities.
Is it all concert, or will there be some speeches to proclaim your message?
Absolutely. In fact, I want to invite you, Don, to come out and make a speech in St. Louis when we get here.
Well, good Lord willing, we'll give it a try.
All right.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Marty, let me turn back to you with regard to preparing the community for what's coming.
Yes.
Well, how do you do that?
Well, we got to get the word out, and so we definitely appreciate you having us. This is the start, and we have to continue this dialogue up through the start of the tour. We plan to make some noise here in St. Louis, mm-hmm. and joyful noise at that. So,
what kind of music do you sing? Is it popular music? I mean, we heard some pretty moving stuff just a few minutes ago. But is it traditional standards that we would know, or is it original music?
A lot of it will be original music, music that it's tried and true. We've been performing it with groups across the country and across South Africa. It's contemporary, such as what you heard with the Peace Train song that I wrote. And we also do mix it. We mix it in with the different genres of music that are brought to us by young people as well. So I'm kind of adept at doing that, because I work with young people all the time, and I try to mix in their musical vocabulary. So there will be some rap, there will be some house and hip-hop in different genres that children and young people can relate to. And we also will mix in a little bit of our South African sounds, and it'll have a little bit of everything, and that's what we've always had. For example, we have participants from Hawaii, and we just came back from Hawaii, and they have got beautiful chants and hula, and we are going to mix that in as well. So this is going to be a phenomenal production.
Can you point to any other place in the country during your past tours that you could proclaim as a success, where things changed in that community as a result or partially of the result of your being there, Marilyn?
Yeah, you know, in Philadelphia, there were 10 schools that were on the city's persistently dangerous list. Mm-hmm. And Sharon and the Peace Train were invited to go in and do a program there. I'm very proud to say that those schools are no longer on that list. In fact, those students themselves now organize a day of respect every year in their schools, and it totally changed the school environment. So that's just one example of the power of music and positive messages and giving youth something to feel proud about and be hopeful for, instead of some of the despair that they feel now.
We only have about a minute left. Let me ask about recruiting youngsters or anyone who wants to become involved. What is involved in becoming a part of this?
Thanks so much for that, Don. And we do want both youth and adults to come down and sing with it. So you've got to be able to sing somewhat. Being able to move a little bit and dance is good, but we'll train people in all of that. You've got to be a good ambassador for what's good and right and positive in the country. And then you just got to bring your heart and soul and spirit, and we'll instill all the rest.
Let's share that information again, Marilyn, please.
Absolutely. On March 26th, they come down to Matthews Dickey Boys and Girls Club between 9 and 4. There'll be informational sessions for the youth, for the adults, for their families, maybe even some corporate sponsors that want to get involved, all of that on that day.
How many can you accommodate from this area?
I don't know. I just bought 150 tickets from Amtrak, so I guess we can take the city by storm.
At least 150.
That would be terrific.
We're going to have to end it there. Good luck with this project. It sounds so very, very worthwhile. Sharon Katz, thank you to you for being here,
thank
and
you,
congratulations
Tom.
On the project.
Thank
Marty
you
Casey,
very much.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
As you host this whole project in Ferguson. And Marilyn Cohen, thank you also so much for bringing us up to speed on all this.
Appreciate it.
Great to see you all. We wish you well.
Thanks to Public Radio for having us.
Our pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer and Kelly Moffitt, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr, Walita Brown, and Spencer Reed. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Arts and culture programming on St. Louis On the Air is funded in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. The program's a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.